open again, become a prosperous nation. We'll call it Let's Make Iran Great Again. Does that make sense? Make Iran great again.
In the past few days, we've seen the president take us to the brink of war with Iran, threaten to inflict more cruelty on migrant families, all while being accused of a horrific sexual assault. The question now is, what more will it take to impeach this guy? I don't know if he'll win a second term, but at this point, all I can say is...
I hope not.
Iran's not the only thing Trump changed his mind about this weekend. On Sunday, ICE planned to conduct a major operation in multiple cities to round up and deport undocumented families, even undocumented parents who have children who are U.S. citizens. So it is possible parents could be deported while their children are left behind. How did that... I agree. How did that brainstorming meeting go? All right, guys, come on, I need some new ideas. Taking kids from their parents was a disaster. Come on, toss out some new ideas.
Well, what? And this, I'm just, what if we took the parents away from the children?
I love it. Thankfully, on Saturday, Trump announced he'll delay the deportation operation. What changed his mind? Well, apparently his buddy Nancy Pelosi called him on Friday night, and today she revealed what she said to him.
You're scaring the children of America.
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
Trump explained on Twitter, at the request of Democrats, I have delayed the illegal immigration removal process, deportation, for 2 weeks to see if the Democrats and Republicans can get together and work out a solution to the asylum and loophole problems at the southern border. If not, deportation start. So his shred of human decency has an expiration date. Trump is hopeful that the border is an easy fix, as he said yesterday during his appearance on Chuck the Todd.
You know what? If they changed those, I used to say 45 minutes, it's 15 minutes. If they changed asylum and if they changed loopholes, everything on the border would be perfect.
Yes. Despite years of disagreement on our immigration laws, Trump is promising to fix the border quicker than Domino's can deliver a pizza.
You know my guarantee, we're done in 15 minutes or I completely lose interest. What were we talking about again? Hey, how'd that bombing of Iran go? What? Why?
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
The Customs and Border Protection Agency's acting commissioner, John Sanders, resigning. This as public outrage mounts over what are being called inhumane and unsanitary conditions for hundreds of detained migrant children. His resignation following the alarm-raising reports about a facility in Clint, Texas, where a group of lawyers said hundreds of kids had been housed for weeks without access to showers, to clean clothes, or even to sufficient food.
Amid outrage over living conditions at a Border Patrol facility in Clint, Texas, there is new reporting that about 100 migrant children have been moved back into the facility. The transfer came just days after about 300 children originally housed at the border station were moved to other facilities to relieve overcrowding. Lawyers who visited the site last week reported that children weren't being given adequate food or water and described unsanitary conditions, including outbreaks of the flu and lice. In an interview with MSNBC this week, Texas GOP Congressman Michael Burgess suggested that children aren't leaving the Border Patrol facilities because they are well taken care of.
I've been to Casa Padre in Brownsville, Texas. Yes, it's a restored Walmart. You know what? There's not a lock on the door. Any child is free to leave at any time, but they don't. And okay. You know why? Because they're well taken care of.
He's talking about 2-year-old toddlers that are going around without diapers. I mean, what exactly are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to get on their baby Uber out?
This is just lying to the American people.
And decide to go to Dallas and hang out there? It's unbelievable. NBC News is also reporting that a Customs and Border Protection official said the agency was not running low on supplies. It was not running low.
Oh, my Lord.
On supplies. They just chose not to give those children soap.
That's in response to reports that people who were looking to make donations were being turned away.
I'm really concerned about the conditions at these border facilities.
Yes, I am. I'm very concerned. And they're much better than they were under President Obama, by far.
and we're trying to get the Democrats to agree to really give us some humanitarian aid, humanitarian money.
Everything you just heard there was, of course, this will shock you, false. Now, listen, I had a lot of people write on my timeline that it was just as bad under Barack Obama, because it's funny how this works. Donald Trump tells a lie, and his followers blindly repeat that lie like they're in a cult. A good way to find out what the truth is, you could actually go online. I joke about the Google machine, but you could find out, because I did it yesterday, in 3 minutes, from multiple news sources, including conservative news sources, that's a lie. That under Barack Obama, children were detained only if they came alone, or if they thought the children were being abused. And Barack Obama's administration's goal was to release them as quickly as possible.
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
Special Counsel Robert S. Mueller will testify publicly before the House Intel and Judiciary Committees is any indication. The president is now running scared of the moment that could be created by wall-to-wall testimony from Mueller about Donald Trump's efforts to obstruct the FBI investigation into Russian meddling and his associates' nearly 150 contacts with Russians. The president reacting to the news today with his standard lies about what the Mueller investigation actually concluded.
The Mueller thing never stops. There was no collusion, there was no obstruction, there was no nothing. How many times do we have to hear it? It never ends. It just keeps going on and on.
And while we've heard that before, it's important to point out that Robert Mueller did not say there was no obstruction, nor did he say there was no collusion. Here's what Mueller did say.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. Your long-standing department policy: a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional.
But Trump's rambling attacks didn't stop there. He introduced a new line of attack that seemed to confound even the ultra-friendly Fox Business interviewer.
He terminated the emails. He terminated all of the stuff between Strzok and Page. You know,
wow.
They sung, you've never seen. Robert Mueller terminated their text messages together. He terminated them. They're gone. And that's illegal. That's a crime.
Donald Trump there, still reeling from his public display of instability on the world stage in that confrontation with Iran last week. Donald Trump, who denied an allegation of sexual assault by saying the accuser wasn't his type. Donald Trump, who rolls over and plays impotent and powerless as his cruel and incompetent immigration policies victimized children at our border. Donald Trump, upon learning that Robert S. Mueller will testify in an open hearing, he slanders the former FBI director and accuses him of committing a crime.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
We have Devin Connolly from Cornell Cooperative Extension once again here with us on the Monday afternoon show, and he's going to tell us what's going on with Cornell Cooperative Extension and all the wonderful activities and events that they do in our communities. And Devin, hit us. What's new and exciting?
All right. Well, first thing I just want to talk about our fundraiser, the Harvest Moon Dinner. It's not happening until September 14th, but we want to get the word out. It's going to be at Limekiln Farm, and I went there for a visit the other day last week, and let me tell you, that is one of the coolest places I've been. There's like these giant sheepdogs. Have you ever heard of these, Kieran? They're called Marima.
No, I have not. Devin, I'm just wondering if you can talk right into your phone as loud as you can.
Perfect.
Oh, that's so much better. Whatever you just did right there when you said yeah.
All right.
Tell me about the sheepdog named Zena.
The Marima sheepdog. I guess they're Italian. They're like great Pyrenees, but like just bigger and cuddlier. So I was just hanging out with a bunch of these like giant, like pillowy marshmallow puppies last time. And
so,
I was like, oh, this is where our fundraiser is going to be.
No way. So you're talking like a giant sheep with fangs.
Oh, yeah. But much, much cooler than that.
Wow. So where is your fundraiser going to be? What's the name of the farm again?
Called Limekiln Farm. It's going to be in West Coxsackie. We're lucky enough to have the space donated to us. And, you know, there's going to be obviously a dinner by Otto's of Germantown. They're, you know, they've gone through some changes recently, but, you know, still have a delicious menu. We're going to have, like, lamb that's going to be from the farm. It's going to be cornbread, which I think is one of the most underrated breads. Maybe that's just because I'm from the north, and I never, and I don't eat it that much. But I really love that stuff. So, and there's also going to be beer from Honey Hollow Brewery, and a bunch of, like, products that are from local New York farms and producers.
So Lime Kiln Farm in Coxsackie, New York. And what's the date again there, Devin?
September 14th.
September 14th. That's coming into the fall. It'll still be summertime officially, folks. But coming into your fall, you can get to the Cornell Cooperative Extension fundraiser over there. That sounds like a really good time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Yep. Yep. Good stuff. And I'm the Xena Princess Warrior attack dogs, or I mean, whatever they are. The sheep dogs, the big fluffy sheep dogs. Like, that sounds interesting. What's the name of the breed again?
I think it's pronounced Marima, maybe Marema.
Marema, no, or Marima. Sure. And they're Italians. They're nice, fluffy Italians. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. What else is going on? What do you got for events coming up?
All right, so starting July 9th, we have the Safe Sitter program for adolescents. Safe Sitter teaches kids, you know, from ages as young as fourth grade into sixth grade how to, like, you know, take care of, like, younger kids. And it's really good to put on your resume. If you know a kid that wants to be, like, you know, babysitting for extra cash one day, you can go up to the Hudson Education Center. It's on July 9th, and just sign up, and they'll sit you down for all day and be like, this is what you got to do.
Okay, and just to remind you, please to talk right into that speaker, Devin, so we can really hear you. This is helping babysitters. If anyone has families out there, you know that sometimes you just need to get a babysitter, and sometimes the younger babysitters, 14, 15, 16-year-old babysitters, are just wonderful, wonderful individuals to work with our early childhood kids, and you're gonna basically hold this workshop, Devin, to help them with things like don't eat the yellow snow and no playing in traffic sort of stuff, right? Like, this is really helpful information for our young babysitters, right?
Have you taken this class before? You seem to know, like, you know, all the strong points.
I have learned a couple of things along the way, but I bet you have more information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I haven't taken this one, though. So tell us again where and when it is, Devin.
All right. This is going to be July 9th. That's a Tuesday. And we'll be at our Hudson office. And that's 479 Route 66 in Hudson.
Heck yeah. Right there at the Hudson office. Good stuff. Good stuff. Devin, you guys are really doing it. Hit me with some more.
All right. Next thing we got coming up is on the 10th. We're having a invasive species talk. This will be with the Master Gardeners, who hopefully will be on WOGXD soon. But, you know, we're going to start with a talk by Tim Kennelty, and you'll have to learn about these IMAP invasive recordings from Joelle and Lampman. And basically, you know, we're always concerned about the invasives coming in. We're looking at, like, you know, the spotted lanternfly, things like that, which has been problematic in Pennsylvania. We know that it's found in the... We know that some have been found here, but hasn't become a problem yet. Probably learn about the jumping worms and everything. And that's why we can't, like, move some soils in between counties. So, and this will just basically train you, like, oh, how do I know if it's happening in my yard? How is it? And also, you know, is it getting worse?
Right. What's the story with the emerald ash borer, the bug that goes in, like, the ash trees, and then you can't transport the firewood because it's really bad? It spreads tree disease. Is there stuff about that still?
Oh, yeah. There'll be stuff about that, too.
Yeah.
We'll probably be covering a whole bunch of species. I can't even go in. We just had a post about that, actually, on our Facebook page.
Yeah. And what is your Facebook page, Devin?
Ooh. Let me tell you. It is go online. It'll just be Cornell. Let's see what the app is. It's CCE Columbia Green, and just Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Green Counties. And we try to, you know, we're getting more posts up there. We're trying to get more instructive videos. We want to start having, like, a Forestry Friday, hopefully, like, a Master Gardener's Corner section. Just, like, overall useful information.
Cool. Love it.
All right. And then after that, what are we going to have next? We have a holding a successful garage sale on July 11th.
That's coming up pretty soon. The garage sale. Where's the garage sale?
Well, it's more of like a teaching how to have a successful garage sale.
Oh, sweet.
You know, as our presenter, Terry Mayhew, says, she's like, this will get, and it gets you ready so that people will break for your garage sale. And it's basically learning how to, like, declutter while also getting paid while doing it.
I love that. I love it.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be at the Hermann Memorial Library in Coxsackie.
Go Coxsackie.
Yeah. I was going to note that. Also, I didn't mention this in the invasive species talk, and also this one as well. Both of those are free.
They're free talks right there.
Yeah, anyone can show up.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got?
Yeah.
What else you got?
All right. Next, we have a preserving salts class. That'll be on July 13th at the, again, at the Hudson Education Center. This one does cost $15 per person, but you do get to make salsa and go home with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And after that, actually, this is a really intriguing class. It's called Healthy Woods Are Productive Woods, a primer on timber harvesting for woodland owners. So this is basically trying to teach you how, like, if you have a backyard and you have a few acres, what can you do with that? And you might see, like, timber harvesting as something that would be, you know, very hard on the forest, but that's not necessarily the case. And by taking this class, you know, which is only $20, it is a long class from 3 to 7:30 on Monday, July 15th, but you will get a lot out of it, and you might be like, oh, I can bring in a forester, give someone else a job around here, I can make some money by making my forest a little bit healthier.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Let's make that forest healthier.
Yeah. And then finally, our last event of the month is going to be the Mushroom Foray. That's going to be on Saturday, July 20th, 10 a.m. to noon. And again, this one is $10 a person, and this one's going to be in Greene County at the Agroforestry Research Center in Accra. And we had to say, like, we had a mushroom cultivation class happen last month, and it sold out almost immediately. People are itching to, like, find out more about mushrooms.
They are on many levels. It's amazing, isn't it? So foraging for mushrooms, there's so much out there in those woods, and the spores just keep on multiplying. It's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. So you are really educating the public, and the Agroforestry Resource Center in Accra is your... the last major event that you're doing, at least in the month of July, and that's July 20th up there in Accra, foraging for mushrooms. Do you have a favorite mushroom, Devin?
I think it might be my favorite to look at, or like...
To eat.
Yeah.
I
have to go with chanterelles.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. Delicate. Now, did we miss them? They're earlier in the season, or they come later on towards the fall? I don't remember. Do you remember?
Chanterelles, I believe, are a little bit later.
Yeah, they're later, so...
They're not on morels.
Yeah, the morels. I found a couple morels.
Oh, my God.
I did. I stumbled upon them. There's a bunch of antique glass bottles. There's an old, like, glass bottle, like milk bottles and stuff in the middle of the woods. It's great. It gives you a good reason to get out into the woods, get in tune with nature, try to really be in touch with nature and low impact and respecting our environment, our farmlands, our woodlands. And this is what it sounds like you folks at Columbia Cooperative Extension have been really doing, helping farmers, but also being aware of all the complex ecology and diversity in our in our ecosystems in these areas. So keep up that good work, Devin.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you so much. We absolutely will.
And anything else? Parting shots from CCE. We got CCEColumbiaGreen.com. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, I nailed it.
Got exactly. Good memory.
Facebook. You can check them out. Yeah. What else? Any parting shots? Thoughts you want
to
share?
Just to wrap up, I have a little sort of PSA from our parenting and nutrition department. They just wanted to talk about babies up to 1 year old, and that basically do not sleep with your child. Put them in a crib. Make sure there's nothing in there. Should basically be flat on a crib or flat on a sheet, and put them on their back.
Okay.
That's the safest way to put your kid to sleep.
So you're talking like baby safety here. This is how you guys are rocking out right now with the baby safety info. That's really great. You guys are concerned about this because it does happen. Unfortunately, a significant percentage of babies will pass away from things like suffocation and other things at night. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. SIDS is a real problem.
Yeah, SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. And so what you're advocating is actually not to co-sleep with your infant, especially at that age, because they're so small and vulnerable. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, and don't put anything in the crib with it. No giant panda bears. No objects, whatever. And just stick them right in there with nothing. I guess they need a blanket, though.
No, they say don't even use a blanket.
Oh, so what do you do for warmth?
I think you just sort of, you know.
Bundle them up.
That kids wear.
Swaddling clothes. Onesies.
You gotta put them in a onesie.
Put them in the Carhartt onesie if it's cold at night. The Carhartt, that would be the CCE special Carhartt onesie. This is really important. This is important info. So that's a PSA from Devin Connolly right now. It sounds kind of harsh, you know. And you know, as a parent, we want to like totally coddle our babies and really like give them tons of stuffed animals and whatnot. But what you're saying, like the simpler the better, and that's the safer. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow, man. Thank you.
No problem.
Anything else, Devin?
I think that's it. That's all we have for today.
Okay. Just remember the July 20th Agroforestry Resource Center Foraging for Mushrooms workshop. I wrote that down.
Yeah, sign up early because, again, it's only like 12, 13.
It could definitely sell out, so let's not get caught in the dark. Like, you know, sign up early is what the word is. Sweet, Devin. I appreciate your phone call.
No, thank you so much for having me on here.
Devin Connolly, Cornell Cooperative Extension, giving us the lowdown on July events. You can go on their website, CCEColumbiaGreen.com. And maybe, Devin, you can come join us live and in person next time. I had a tentative promise from you that you would. It would be great to see you in the studio again.
All right, we'll be there.
Awesome.
We're doing all that. you'll smile. Soon you'll be inside. Know what they'll do to you.
Let's have a double shot from Samand. That was Brothers on the Slide, and this is Bra on the radio.
Looking at fashion dying. This is Ken Stringfellow of the Posies, Big Star, etc., and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Tune in to the testimony of Robert Mueller on the radio July 17th. Special Counsel Robert Mueller testifies before the House Judiciary and House Intelligence Committees on Wednesday, July 17th, and on the radio at 90.7 FM WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Alex Benson of Tivoli, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
It's a sad story, but we think about it whenever we hear the name Seattle in the foreground. We think of what could happen when people come out this far and get on the wrong side of the law.
That's the history of Bobagon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, and all the children are good.
Not by the color of their skin, but by the content.
I've noticed their insurance rates have been rising rapidly. The cost of insurance in the South has been a problem. It has been going up rapidly.
The word is what?
We broke out some numbers. Yankees, though, played terrific baseball. There'll be a 2-2 match. And he fouls it straight back, so the count holds that.
Of course, the rest of it could be wet.
And the very context of the passage of false prophets, they're told how to judge. Jesus said, beware the false prophet who comes to you in sheep's clothing. But if they are ravenous wolves, you will know them by their fruit.
I'm going to be upset with
you. But...
1-800-422-5088. Got the update coming from the last student standing bus in less than 10 minutes. Find out what the media has to say.
You know, when I became a Christian, I was 24 years old, and I'll be honest, I was starting to think about who I was going to marry, and I wanted to grow up and live happily ever after, and I was determined, since I came from a dysfunctional home, you know, and by the way, I kind of feel sorry for functional people, because I want to know what support group they belong to.
Your foundation on gold, you're at risk. Call 800. To order the Master of Decision DVD or video, absolutely free with no obligation.
Sports.org.
Watch out for a little bit of a delay there. It's easing, though. And as you continue north, the Harlem of the drop. Thank you.